morning, as we look at this passage from Philippians, our focus is on the benefits and responsibilities that we have. From Philippians chapter 4 at verse 11, Paul writes, I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. May the Lord bless His word to our understanding this morning. When we consider Paul's words in his letter to the Philippians, if we look at the passage that we read this morning, there, of course, is an obvious theme. He's talking about being content, about being content, about contentment. I suppose it's safe to say that people everywhere are searching for contentment. If you ask, do you want to be contented in your life? Almost everyone will say yes. If you ask, are you contented with your life? Most people will say no. If you ask, should you be content? You get two different answers. Some say yes, you should have learned to be content with your circumstances as they are. You should enjoy life as you have it. But others say, well, no. You should always have that element of discontent that causes you to reach towards some goal, to work hard, to improve things, to make yourself better, to have more. When we think about being content, and about the fact that most people aren't really content, we can ask why, and you get varying answers. Some are not content because of something that's happened in the past. Something has gone wrong. There's been some great trouble in their lives. Perhaps they themselves have done something wrong. Most will carry some guilt over some sin in the past that keeps them from being content in the present. Others focus on the present and the fact that they're not content in the circumstances they're in. They feel like they need something. They're not happy in their job. They're not content in their family. They're not content with something about life as it is today. Then others are discontent because they look to the future and see no hope of things being better, of things being the way they want them to be. If you ask, what will make you content? Most answers involve the word more. If I have more money, I can be content. If I have more freedom, I can be content. If I have more peace or more love, or if I have more relief from these circumstances that trouble me. You know, politicians through the centuries learned that if they promise people more, that they might be content, they would find votes. The different religions and philosophies of the world all in some way offer something that will give contentment. There seems to be this constant pursuit of contentment, yet it seems to be rarely found. But Paul here says, I'm not saying this because I'm in need, for I've learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. How can he say that? What is the secret? Well, this table reminds us of what that secret is. The secret is Jesus Christ and his finished work of salvation. This table is the supreme reminder that true contentment is only found in Jesus Christ. We find contentment only through his grace, only through the undeserved gifts of life and peace and strength that come from him. Yes, it is a learning process, as Paul says, I have learned. But the foundation of the process, the foundation for our lives, if we desire contentment, is found in Jesus Christ and in Jesus Christ alone. He is the giver of life. He is the source of the spiritual energy that we need to live life as he intends. The sacrament reminds us of three things that we see here. The sacrament reminds us of the gift of life. If we're going to live a contented life, first we have to find real and new life. The sacrament reminds us that we were dead in our sins. We had no capacity to live life as God intended. We were dead and without hope. But God sent his Son to give us life, to make us spiritually alive. He died and rose again that we might live. We are born into a new life. We become new creatures in Christ, the scriptures tell us. He gives us life, the potential to live that life to the full. Second, we are reminded of the gift of forgiveness. If we're going to live a contented life, we must escape the guilt and bondage of the sin of the past and be free of the real guilt that does burden us from day to day. This sacrament reminds us that Christ took the full penalty of our sins, that we might be forgiven completely of the charges against us. He was our substitute, taking our punishment, dying to pay the full price of every sin that we're guilty of. In turn, we receive his gift of his righteousness. We're declared not guilty. We are fully forgiven. Our accounts are cleared. The sin debt is paid in full. We don't have to worry about our past. God has dealt with our sins. Our responsibility is to receive his gift of grace in Christ, to turn from our sins in repentance, to experience that forgiveness as we live from day to day. Then third, we are reminded as we come to this table of the gift of all that is necessary for life. Paul says, I can do all things through him who gives me strength. And just a little later in this passage, in a verse we didn't read, Paul says, and my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. To live life as God intends, we have to have both inner strength and outer provision. Paul learned that Christ gave him the spiritual power and energy that he needed to face all the days and all the circumstances that would come his way. Paul learned that in the circumstances of life, God would provide what was needed for him to do the things that Christ asked him to do. He learned that he could trust God to be faithful in life and in death. This was the lesson Paul learned in life. Take the time sometime to read through Paul's letters to the Corinthians and look at how Paul learns the very lessons that he's talking about here. How he learns that God's grace is sufficient. How he learns that he can trust God even when it appears that death is imminent. This table reminds us as we come today that the contented life is possible. the table affirms that as new people, as new creatures in Christ, we can live as God intends. We come that we might learn to live and walk by faith so that we can experience all that God has promised. We come learning to walk by the Spirit, to experience the gifts of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We learn to practice repentance and confession and restitution so that our sins are not a burden to us. We learn that God is present. We learn to trust Him in life situations so that His peace does guard our hearts and minds in Christ. We learn to think on the truths of God so that our minds, our thinking, and our lives are transformed. We learn to trust Christ for the strength to do all things. We learn to put our faith and knowledge into practice. We learn to fulfill our responsibilities as we share the good news and as we share with those in need. We learn indeed that God's grace is always sufficient. Therefore, we can grow ever more content as we grow in Christ. This table reminds us of these things, that true contentment is found in Christ and in Christ alone. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank you for the gift of our Savior. We thank you that in Him we find life. We thank you that in Him we find forgiveness. We thank you that in Him we find help for each moment of life. We thank you that in Him we find a grace that is always sufficient, whatever our circumstance in life. We thank you that in Him we find the strength and energy to live, to do the things that you ask of us. Indeed, O Lord, you are good and gracious, providing for us in all times and in all ways. For your provision in Christ, we give thanks as we pray in His name. Amen.